reaction of what happened to him.
I thought you should have kicked him out.
I have no comment on the Beckham deal.
How do you think they'll play without him if they don't have him?
I think they'll do the same stuff they've been doing on tape. I mean, they're not going to gear a whole game plan around one guy. They're going to come in here and try to win a ball game, and we're trying to do the same. So what we have to do is stop their run game and then get after Eli when we get him in a situation where he's got to throw the ball.
Brian, Coach Zimmer has talked last year about trying to turn TCF into a home field advantage. Now that you guys are almost down there, do you feel like that has been that way, that you've been able to turn into a home field advantage?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel like our fans at home have done a great job coming out and cheering for us over the past 2 years, making it a harsh environment for our opponents. I mean, our fans have always been good at that. So I think for us it's about no matter where we play, we got to make it an advantage for us.
What has been the trickiest thing or the biggest change when you're going to a temporary home like that?
There's not really any. I mean, you still got 110 yards of field and, you know, 53 and a half yards wide. I mean, so to me, there is no change. It's go out, line up, play ball.
Pay attention to Pro Bowl announcements.
You know, man, I'm over the Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl is it's a popularity contest, and it's just one of those things where you see some guys that make it, and they absolutely deserve it, and you see some guys that don't make it, and you wonder how the heck they didn't make it. So it is what it is. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, the good thing about our team is we're not concentrating on Pro Bowl stuff. We're concentrating on winning ball games.
110 yards?
Yeah, if you count the end zones. It's actually 120, though.
Good catch.
Hey, let's edit that out. Let me redo that. It's 120 yards long, 53 and a half yards wide.
I thought you were planning for your CFL future.
Yeah, I screwed that one up.
Does it kind of feel like you know, back in the day with the Purple People Eaters playing outside like that, you guys kind of had the same kind of defensive reputation as some of those guys back then, playing outside, playing in the cold weather?
We've obviously heard about the Purple People Eaters and things like that around here. We've talked to a lot of those guys. You know, like I said, the thing I love about our D-line and our team really is that we're not selfish, you know, and we go out there and we just do what we need to do to win ball games. And even if that's putting our personal things aside and making sure that we do what we have to do for other people to make plays.
Thank you. Cool.